This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AMA, we do it every, well, Wednesday at this time, except for yesterday, because we had the Birds Town Hall. So we're doing it Thursday this week. We love AMA. You ask, we answer. Questions from social media. Prior to that, though, hello to Mr. Ben Davis in studio for the next 3 hours. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
And the whole deal to the Phillies, who start in 2 weeks.
That's right.
The whole deal.
Believe it.
Well, you're going Larry Anderson. Or was that Lenny? Who was that? Who was the believe it guy?
I think Larry says it a lot.
Yeah, I think it is LA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk a lot of Phils and Eagles with Ben, obviously, over the next couple hours. James, AMA, what do inquiring minds want to know?
All right, let's start out on Twitter with Donnie Camp, who may or may not be related to my wife. Well, I have no idea. My wife's maiden name was Camp. That's okay. Why I said it. Shout out to Emily Camp, formerly. Question for both Joe and John. Who is your current favorite Philadelphia athlete?
Ooh.
That is an ooh. I mean, I don't even know if Brandon Graham counts.
Let's put him off the board. Let's put him part of the show. Barkley, yeah, I feel like that's the obvious answer.
Saquon is, wow, so likable, so rootable, so,
yeah,
in a way, a touch tragic. Like, I really wanted that record, the regular season record last year.
Won the
year.
Super Bowl.
I got it. I think Saquon has to be the answer.
I think he's everybody's,
well, I'll tell you this. I was thinking about this last night. Most exciting athlete of my lifetime, and I had five. And Saquon was in it. I had Saquon, Iverson.
Yeah, Terrell Owens.
I didn't have T.O. Mm. I mean, listen, this is all debatable. Here's my list last night on the top of my head. Saquon, Iverson, Randall, Michael Vick, and Eric Lindros for exciting.
Well, T.O., I mean, I think
T.O.'s
probably on that list for just pure exciting, especially the celebrations, the whole thing.
I get it. All right, James, let's do a couple more.
All right, fake WIP listener asked, the morning show gets blacklisted from the sports and sports media industry but are required to work together for the future. What business could you succeed in as a team that isn't related to what you do now? Great question.
I love that question.
Well, that's easy.
As a team.
Oh, well, yeah, we all have to do it together. It's a group, group effort.
We're government. I'm the president. None of you are in the cabinet, by the way. Sub-cabinet.
No, the whole point is we work together as a team.
Yes, I'm the president.
No, this doesn't count. This is the worst answer in the history of AMA.
Of course it counts.
This is the
worst
answer ever.
You said we're in a different industry than this.
He's saying you work together as a team, not you're the dictator and we follow what you say.
I'm not saying I'm a dictator. I'm going to be...
You've already said you're going to be a dictator as a president.
I'm going to be delegator guy.
Uh-huh.
But John,
be half that, James.
John, you're going to be an assistant to the assistant to the assistant in sub-cabinet.
That's a horrible answer.
I'm not applying for that job.
Can we just reflect on the answer? What would you guys do as a team? Joe, I would be president.
Exactly, Devin.
I don't care what the rest of you are. You're not in my cabinet, though.
Well, that's where my mind goes. But okay, John,
you're a real team player
I'm looking out for the country, all right?
Yeah, okay.
2044 or 2048. John, what's your answer?
Well, we have limitations based on...
Well, we all have limitations.
Joe. Yeah, we got Joe, so there are certain things we can't do.
That is true.
There's so much that's holding us back. Like, sitting in that chair right there. I mean, I don't know what to do. I've never had to deal with so much holding me back.
Let the record show he is pointing at the person next to him.
I'm well aware who he's pointing to.
I know. That was for the Joe, that was for the listening audience. Not everyone can see that.
Are we not allowed to open up an ice cream shop?
We're not allowed to do. I would love to do food.
That'd be good. I could do.
But Joe,
I worked in so many restaurants. I worked in so many restaurants. That would be great.
I would love
to. We could make Joe the cashier guy. You could just stand there at the register and just.
No, but that's front-facing. And Joe is not a front-of-the-house guy.
Yeah, you're right. Dishwasher.
Food.
Dishwasher.
There you go.
We nailed it. So we'll all do the rest of the
dishwasher.
So have I.
That's a lot of work.
But you know what? You get guns.
He's not going to do it.
You get guns when you're a dishwasher.
Well,
yeah, well, that ain't going to happen.
Right. They probably won't.
James, let's do one more.
Let's move on from that one. All right. Good question here from Mike Dolce. Mike says, who is this year's Phillies X Factor?
Probably some relief pitcher. I don't even know his name. Mm. Honestly. I mean, they got a couple of new relievers, like whoever those guys
Max
are.
Kepler is a,
no,
is a,
I'm really, a reliever.
I'm like Max Kepler guy.
I need
him.
A reliever
really
to step
like
up.
I do like him a lot.
I know. I've owned him in fantasy before.
We've had nothing out there. Well, we've had so little in the outfield. It's like Max Kepler gives me a little shot in the
John,
arm.
You know what Fritz said on social media a week or two ago? He thinks Kepler's a top five hitter on the team this year.
He says interesting things sometimes.
He does. But that also can be seen as a slight of Castellanos and whomever else.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that can go either way.
When we were down there, the game that we went to, I saw Castellanos go yard to start the fourth, and I saw Kepler go yard right after him. Like that, I like the fact that. Okay. And then I saw Kepler single right up the middle. He puts the bat on the ball as well as out of the park. I really appreciate that.
Fair enough. Max Kepler. I'm still going with the
Christopher Sanchez.
Unnamed
man.
Reliever guy?
Sanchez is too good.
Is he
good
too
that.
Good?
He's too good for that. I'm going with the unnamed reliever guy, whoever that guy is.
That is the horrible answer. Like, pick a name, man.
I don't know
all
their names.
You're talking about the Phillies. Right?
No.
Like, pick a name.
Whoever's the next Matt Strom and Jeff Hopman.
Romano.
Romano.
Jordan Romano.
Well, that's a sign. Yeah.
I've heard of him. But one of those guys. Like one of the guys I haven't heard of. Because they're gonna rely on some of those guys. They are.
They have to.
So whoever that guy is, that's my X factor.
Like
Chan Ho Park so was
good.
That one year for the Phillies.
Yeah, that was an X factor.
He was very good. Now I had heard of him, but he was very good.
Sure.
All right, with that AMA, we shut it down. Ben, you were down there the last couple weeks, couple times.
Yes.
What's I mean, we were also just there, but what stood out to you being at spring training?
The at-bats.
They different?
They were different. They fouled a lot of pitches off. They lived to see another pitch. And I asked a couple of the players, we had them on the air with us, and I said, is that something that you make a concerted effort to do? And he said, absolutely.
Who'd you notice it from? Because Bryce doesn't have to change. Bryce just has to be Bryce. Schwarber doesn't have to change because he changed last year. Who did you notice a change with?
I noticed a change with Castellanos. And now, the results weren't always great, but at least he was battling.
Yeah, that's okay.
Flailing.
That's all right.
Castellanos did it. Schwarber did it. Harper did it. Harper did it a couple times, and I was like, wow, this is...
So, how do you think... Okay, so let's talk about that. I mean, to me, Bryce Harper can just be Bryce Harper, and that's fine and great, but... What do you think he is thinking he might need to change with?
Well, I think they all have to realize that they're not getting it done offensively. They're too consistently inconsistent offensively. And I think they're putting more balls in play and giving themselves a chance to just get on base.
Could Bryce have a different approach with two strikes? It's less about a homer?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not that he's like a classic home runner.
Right. I mean, he's you know, I always say it, he's, you know, it's... It's controlled violence is his swing.
Yeah, it is.
But I still think there's a part to him that everyone can always get better in baseball. But I think there's a part to him that, to a man, really, they need to get better. They need to be more consistent. They can't rely on the home run all the time. And what I really liked about the offense is there was one inning where they strung singles together and they scored three runs without hitting a home run.
Good.
We haven't seen that over the last couple of years, and that's why they've lost. And I think they realize that, hey, we got to change it up a little bit.
Right, I'm glad to hear this.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
Very glad to hear it. What I wonder is whether the Eagles' strategy, Howie's strategy, will work to repeat or come near it. They've taken some hits. Now, the moves yesterday, Darius Slay out, A.J. Dillon in. We're, of course, still waiting on Mekhi Becton and Goddard. Becton a free agent, Goddard not. We'll see. Some other lesser players, of course, but... You know, the bulk of what has happened so far has been a lot more out than in. By the way, one other quick, let me give you a non-Eagles point. Speaking of out, then right back to the phones. You know who's out? And he's, like, really out. He's 2025 out.
Good morning. And thank you for joining me.
Oh, this wow. this yeah. guy cannot catch a break. Tiger ruptured his Achilles. He is out for the year.
Wow. He's just done, man.
His body is just done.
It went under the radar
because of free agency. Yep. Tiger Woods, a couple days ago, working out. He already had the surgery. He's done. He's done for the year.
He's done forever. Yeah. Can we be honest? It's sad. It's a shame, but it is what it is.
I think he's 50 when he comes back next year. 50, which means he's eligible for the senior tour. And other than that one run in 2019, you know, he hasn't really done anything in a while. The crash in 2021, I think, was like, that was it.
That was it.
And now, and he had a massive back procedure last year. Massive. Massive back procedure. And now he just ruptures his Achilles. So, anyway, poor guy is just not.
It's almost like Tiger just takes some time. Man.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know?
He has tried so, because he has the Mamba mentality. He refuses to give up, but his body's not allowing him to, you know, compete.
Nobody has changed any one sport more than Tiger Woods.
And what makes you say that?
I mean,
the eyeballs on it or the playing of it?
Both.
Yeah. Well, the eyeballs both. For sure. I mean, the eyeballs.
He approached it like a real, you know, everybody used to say, oh, you know, golfers weren't athletes. He approached it with an athlete mentality.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? The thing that derailed his career even more than the sex scandal, which obviously was a problem.
A car accident?
No. Oh. The biggest thing was when he initially got injured. You guys remember how he got hurt? It wasn't for years until it came out.
Oh!
For years.
I remember.
He was secretly considering, well, he was secretly training to possibly do military stuff, and he was training with Navy SEALs, and he got injured, and that changed his whole life.
Really?
He got injured about 20 years ago, and he was never the same.
Wow.
That was where it all started. He got injured training with some Navy SEALs, and it completely derailed him.
Moral of the story, they're like in a different category.
Yeah.
Not trained with the Navy SEALs. Right.
Anyway, Tiger done for 2025, and you know, in any real competitive sense, probably forever. All right, 215-592-9494. So the Eagles, free agency. John, you don't seem as concerned as me, but you're not unconcerned. I mean, they have lost some players. How would you frame your reaction to what has gone on this week?
It's frustrating that we didn't have big splashy additions, because I know what it feels like to add a, you know, Saquon Barkley or
something. Terrell Owens and Javon Kearse in the same week.
Oh man.
Remember that one?
Those were the days. Yeah. I sure do. That's not what we're going to do this year, and how he told us that's what we weren't going to be doing this year. I'm aware that all of these moves have been, or lack thereof, have been overseen by a group of people I respect a lot. You know, Vic Fangio is looking at this defense and saying, okay, I'm okay with what's happening. And Jeff Stoutland, I know that he can help the newly acquired guard, for instance, this Green guy who everyone says is the worst in the NFL. I know that they'll coach him up and make him better. I know that these moves didn't happen in a vacuum, and Howie is still in his element in the offseason. He's familiar with navigating this territory, and free agency doesn't end after the first day and a half.
Yeah.
I know that I personally, as a free agent, I was sitting and waiting a couple weeks until things materialized. There are older guys who aren't in any hurry to get anywhere. They're just going to see how everything settles in. And you know that Howie's going to target a few of those guys every year. You know, the older guys who maybe on a one-year prove-it type deal. We've had a lot of success with those type of guys. That might be August to fill in the cracks. But the adage, I don't know if it's an adage, I do think that build through the draft and augment and round out through free agency. You know, build through the draft is what Howie has, man, last year. Just think of last year.
Well, the bulk of what's here is that. Really, this decade.
I mean, and Jalen Carter.
Yeah, that
type of building through the draft with those fundamental pieces. And then Zach Bond, that's one of those, holy cow, you rounded out with a surprise guy coming in with Vic Fangio, who certainly stuck. And that's the guy that we targeted. That's the guy we felt was most important to keep. And I'm great with that. The bottom line is, if we're building through the draft and augmenting through free agency, this team didn't need much augmentation. Mm. So I'm okay with where we are. I know it's not exciting. I wish there were great. I wish I could look at it and say, man, I love this edge rusher that we just brought in. I love that we got Myles Garrett. I love we traded for Myles Garrett. But we're taking it a little more slowly than that right now. There's still lots of time
whether
for this team
to
get better.
Devin, that you just said, was that a I agree with you, or an John's being a little easy on the Eagles who have lost a lot?
It's the word build that stuck out to me, and I think that's the crux of, I'm not going to say I have a major issue with the moves that the Eagles have made or lack thereof thus far, but I think that's the head scratcher for me. Like, why are we building and acting as if we're a team that's, you know, rebuilding for not necessarily next season, but the future, which all teams should be, but they also just won the Super Bowl. Like, they're not acting like a team that just won the Super Bowl and is going to try to win again. Right? I feel like they're acting like a team that didn't even make the playoffs and is rebuilding. And that's what's confusing to me. And I know that I'm sure Howie has future moves up his sleeve, and I'm trying to be patient, but it just doesn't make sense to me, especially on the defense.
So I'm more concerned than John. I'm more aligned with where Devin is there, and I'm not freaking out by any stretch, but it has been, you know, it's been a disappointing week, and they've lost a lot. John, one thing I'll tell you, I'll say I disagree with what you said. You said Fangio is okay with it. I have no evidence that that's true. Now, I have no evidence that I'm right or wrong. I'll just say this. I don't think that the Fangio thing, a lot of people are leaning into it. Like, oh, Fangio's okay with it. I don't think he had a choice. I mean, Howie probably went to Vic Fangio and said, all right, here's the deal, Holmes. We're about to lose a lot of people.
I think Fangio, sure. Fangio,
so I don't know that Fangio's okay with anything.
He's been through this for like 45 years. Yeah. He knows that you're going to have to cut some corners at this time of year. He was asked, who do we prioritize? He said, Zach Bond.
Well, I agree with that.
They went and they made sure that they got Zach Bond, and then everything else was, okay, I guess we're going to expect that we're going to lose the edge and the three technique because that's what they priced themselves out. And then now we're sitting, we're going to try to piece together some things with the second and third wave of free agency, with all of these coaches being complicit with what Howie and the front office decide, because they're in constant communication about what they're looking for, about what fits.
Well, look, we'll ask you, listening to us right now, what is your reaction in the first 3 days of free agency? Obviously, day four today. We'll see if anything happens during our show. Normally, it's more late morning and afternoon, but we'll
usually see. Around 7:45 when they start to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You
start seeing
that
stuff.
Yes, that's when I start seeing it.
So after our show yesterday was Darius Slay out and A.J. Dillon in. Let's go to the phones. Derek and Paoli. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Derek.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, Johnny.
Yo.
Guess where I was at last? I went and saw your Cumberland Valley team play last night against Coatesville.
No way. I played Coatesville twice my senior year in high school. They were really good.
Last second buzzer beater with 1 second on the clock. Amon Folks from Coatesville hit like a 25-point three-pointer today.
And Derek, Derek, do you know why Coatesville won? There's a specific reason.
You tell me. You know everything.
Rip Hamilton was better at Coatesville than John Ritchie was at Cumberland Valley.
Wow.
That's the reason.
John, your name was mentioned in the stands, though. I will tell you that. Somebody asked me, who went to school here? I said, come on, man. You're playing with my emotion right now.
That's great.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you.
But listen,
thank you for representing for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad Coatesville won, but you're still my guy, though, you know.
Thanks, man. They're a good program, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the Eagles, man, I feel like everything John just said is kind of accurate. But I also will say I think maybe Vic Fangio is just saying, like, you know, it's more of a system than it is a player. And watching how Zach Bond, you know, played this year, that could be a little accurate because no one thought he was going to come in here and be what he was, but he was. So, you know, success – you know, breeds confidence. You know what I'm saying? So I guess we got to trust the process.
I don't know, man. I think players are more important than system. I'll say this, and I mean this is no slight to Vic Fangio at all. Vic Fangio has had defenses that weren't very good. Without me having paid that much attention to them, I can just tell you from afar, my guess is he probably didn't have the horses, probably didn't have the players. So, you know, that's why, sort of to Devin's point, it's like, my God, you had this defense. Mm-hmm. You had this all-time defense.
Can't imagine that he wanted to get rid of a number one defense.
Right?
Like, but, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So why are we just completely uprooting what feels like half the defense?
I mean, some of it, guys, though, man.
Some is inevitable, but this has gone more... This has gone further than some.
Milton and Josh were expected. It's like, yeah they're gone. Yeah. They're going to get paid too much, and they've earned it. You know, they hit free agency at the right time.
Like, when I watched the Super Bowl, I did not think Darius Slay and CJ GJ were about to play in their last Eagles game.
And Isaiah Rogers.
And Isaiah. Yeah, I didn't think that. Yeah. Now, listen, maybe that's on me, and maybe that's on a bunch of us for not being more aware of the cap difficulties.
Yeah.
But... You know, I've been caught a little off guard by that. All right, Derek, give me an answer, my man. You can win Bare Naked Lady tickets. And if you're lucky, you'll see actual Bare Naked Ladies.
I'm going to go back in the day and say, That's My Mama.
Is that a movie?
Remember that show?
No.
That's a TV show.
That's My Mama?
That's My Mama. Yeah, it's way back in the 70s, man.
Okay. I don't remember that one. That's My Mama. Fair enough. We're looking
No, I didn't see that one.
No, I don't
know
that.
Yeah, me either. It's 1974-75. He doesn't sound old enough to have seen that movie.
No.
Stevie, I mean.
Good for him. All right, 215-592-9494. Something that Stephen A. said this week about LeBron James. I thought it was a bullseye. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. This was really interesting audio because obviously they had their confrontation a few days back. Stephen A.'s reaction publicly to LeBron. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Hey, Joe DeCamera here. Let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I have been a patient at PI Dental now for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. And PI Dental Center are, as I tell you all the time, also the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. I've been very fortunate, both in part because of the great care of PI Dental Center and also some good luck. I've never had a major issue with my teeth. For me, it's a year-to-year maintenance issue, and you can certainly, if you're in good shape, get to PI Dental Center for year-to-year maintenance. But if you're not in good shape, then you should also get to PI Dental Center because they can fix you up. Big solution for a big problem. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. All right, let's get to the Stephen A. LeBron thing. It's an interesting dynamic. I'm sure most people saw last weekend when LeBron James confronted Stephen A. Confronted him like pretty hardcore sidelines during a Lakers game. I think it was at the end of the third quarter. He went over and gave him an earful. It only lasted about 10 seconds, but
clearly
it
wasn't that interested in the game. I gotta get to Stephen A.
So Stephen A. had said stuff about LeBron and LeBron's son. And, in a nutshell, basically did not think LeBron was serving his son in a very effective or the NBA a fair way. You know, John, we talked about this last year. I mean, LeBron strong-armed the league and then like, I want my son on the team. And everyone knows that. So Stephen A. clearly was not happy with how LeBron approached him. Let's start with this first point that Stephen A. makes, which is just the manner in which LeBron approached him compared to what it could have been.
You had called me and said, Bron pissed off, mad as hell. He wants to see you man to man. I said, what would I have done? Rich Paul said, you'd have hung up the phone and you'd have flew to L.A. I said, thank you. So my point is, rather than come up to me at courtside, all you had to do was say, yo, I need you to stay. Don't leave this game. I need you to see you after the game. That's all he had to say to me.
Mm-hmm. So Stephen A. starts with that point and just saying, like, just the actual methodology of how he gets to me, he didn't appreciate that. I don't blame him. Mm. But let's get to the teeth of the matter. This is the main point Stephen A.'s making to retort the point LeBron made, which was, get my son's name out of your mouth, basically. You know, don't talk about my son. And Stephen is like, that's not really what I was talking about. Here is Stephen A., with the Stephen A. fire.
You said you f***ing with my son. No, I wasn't. I was talking about you. I was talking about you. Wasn't about your son. I know he's number 55. I know he got work to do. Whew. I believe that he got potential.
Yeah.
I believe that he got the potential to go pro. I truly believe that. It's going to be tough, but I think he could pull it off. And by the way, I'm rooting for him. I ain't rooting against nobody.
But I was talking about your ass.
Mm.
You did this.
Mm-hmm.
You the one that had us as reporters, as a league, as an NBA franchise. All of us got to sit back and be quiet and capitulate to your
Come on now.
You did that. And so when I see people talking, and I'm like, oh, my God, can somebody. I mean, I know I got a show, and I know I got my podcast, but I'm like, damn, y'all, I'm fair. I don't give a who it is. It's you, it's you, it's you. It don't matter who it is. Damn it, I'm just meeting you. If somebody unfair to you, I'm going to be like, that's not fair. That's not fair. But when it come to me, everybody get crickets. That Stephen A. on his own. That, respectfully, excuse my language, that's fucked up.
And the crickets thing, what he's talking about is there's a sentiment out there that LeBron's trying to get NBA players to not deal with Stephen A. anymore. And like, I don't blame Stephen A. for being ticked off about it.
I don't either.
Because
this is righteous right here.
Right?
I mean, this indignation is righteous, and you can feel how long it's been building up.
Yeah.
This is serious stuff. I'm glad it's coming out. I think it needs to get out just for his own sanity. It sounds, you know, it's not easy dealing with these athletes,
especially,
man.
If LeBron gets players to turn against Stephen A.
Yeah, so that's not right.
It's not right.
You have your own issue. It's
totally,
your own issue. I mean,
totally.
It's like you're in high school going, you know, you better not sit at his lunch table because I'm not talking to him right now.
And Stephen A. says, I'm talking about you, LeBron, which he is, but he's allowed to talk about LeBron's kid.
Right.
The guy's an NBA player.
That too.
Like, what are we talking about here? You can't criticize an NBA player? Like, this is nonsense.
And of course, Stephen A.'s form of criticism of the kid really isn't about the kid. It's about LeBron's strong-armed.
It is, but even
point is. No, what he's saying is, the kid's not good enough to be an active NBA player, which, by the way, he's not.
He's not.
He's not good enough. He's just not good enough. And Stephen A's pointing out the not only joke that LeBron strong-armed to get into the league, but that LeBron refuses to, like, it's a lack of accountability to the fact that that's what LeBron did. That, I think that's the main thing a lot of people feel. It's like, LeBron, just, we all know what you did, so don't act like you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, we all know that you strong-armed the league to get your kid.
The Lakers didn't scout your kid and go, you know, we really think we should take him.
I mean, it's a joke. It's a total joke. So I am fully on Team Stephen A. with that one. And anyway, you can react to that if you want. 215-592-9494. We're gonna get to some audio of Bryce Harper and Dave Dombrowski.
How does this get resolved though? Like,
that's a good question.
LeBron,
I don't know.
LeBron basically has to, I don't know, admit wrongdoing here.
I don't know, man.
What does he do to smooth this over? Because Stephen A. is absolutely right the way I see it.
I don't know that LeBron's of any interest to do that.
But this is, wow.
This could be the start of a feud. That's the way.
Yeah. Rich Paul has to work this out.
But that's the thing. Like, if this is as much of an impasse as what it feels like, because it really does. I think we're at the point where it's in LeBron's court. He needs to do something in response.
Yeah. Well.
So will he come clean about his own, like, the fact that he's at fault,
John,
that he is to blame?
I highly doubt that.
I did too.
So if he doesn't do that, is this ever smoothed over Stephen A.?
They both got a big microphone. LeBron's microphone is Twitter. He goes to Twitter and says what he wants. And Stephen A.'s got hours and hours and hours, 5 days a week on ESPN and Twitter.
I think you got a better chance of Joe working out today than LeBron apologizing.
Ben, I totally agree. All right, so I just wanted to throw that in. Obviously, the main thing today has been the Eagles and free agency 3 days in. What is your reaction? Also, Joe Banner is going to join us on the show at 8:30. Obviously, you know, Banner instrumental in really kind of creating the modern-day Eagles. I mean, it was really a Lurie, Banner, Andy Reid thing. I got tremendous respect for what Banner did. We all know, you know, they didn't win a championship in those years, but they did accomplish a lot. Banner obviously was Howie Roseman's boss, helped him grow in the industry. So it'll be fascinating to get his perspective on, you know, what the Eagles have lost, what they've gained, and just sort of the strategy of this go around. By the way, he's also very outspoken on Twitter about the mistakes of teams like Dallas and the Giants just over a number of years, how they keep getting into cap issues. So we'll dabble into all that with Joe Banner coming up at 8:30 today. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Your reaction in the first couple of days of free agency, Michael in Deptford. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy.
So I'm not really too worried about defense because this is a factor that no one's really putting into play. They're not going to have Jalen Carter on the other side taking up two people every play, giving them these one-on-one options. I mean, these guys are going there to be, you know, the big-time pass rushers. How are they going to act when they got two people on them, you know, and they don't have that Jalen Carter type guy kind of taking that away and giving them those one-on-one opportunities?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a reasonable point. I mean,
we don't know until we see.
Yeah.
And that's next September.
Yep.
And I'm a big believer in, you know, we have these young guys here that we drafted. We're going to have to give them a shot at some point before they walk out the door and become studs for someone else. The CJ thing kind of threw me off. You know, you seen what happened in 22 when in 23 when he wasn't here. I think that could come back to potentially bite us.
It could.
I know they're high on Sidney Brown.
By the way, Michael, I got to tell you, CJ GJ, I was thinking about it last night. Maybe the damn strangest Philadelphia sports career of all
ever.
Time. Yes. He's here two different times. Both times they're either one or two in the league in defense. They reach the Super Bowl both years.
Six
one year they win it. He leaves the team in interceptions both times, and they get rid of him both times. I can't fathom there's an athlete in town that's had a weirder. That is the damn weirdest thing.
You know, I mean, look, he's a ball hawk. Yeah, you know I mean, no matter where that ball, he's it's like he's there. You see what happened in the Washington game?
Yeah.
When he got ejected,
but
fell apart.
Michael, I will give you the flip side argument because I think he's pretty good. I want to be clear. I think CJ GJ is an above average safety, but we all know he has benefited from a tremendous front group both times. I mean, 2022, they literally had 70 sacks. So if they have 70 sacks, think about the times they didn't get there. Quarterbacks under duress throws the ball up. CJ GJ swoops in for an interception. And this year, not quite the same up front. But by the end of the year, I would tell you they were better. Maybe not statistically with sacks. But, I mean, I'd never seen a Super Bowl in the last 20 years where a defensive line dominated to that extent. And, I mean, that was greater than what the Giants did to Brady. That was greater than what the Giants – Mahomes had no chance in the Super Bowl. They could have played that game 10 times. He had no chance.
They had 23 yards at halftime. I still
22.
I'm sorry, 22, and the Eagles had 24 points. I still keep going back to that going, that was just insane.
So, like, Michael, it makes the evaluation of what is CJ GJ a little complicated, but I thought he was good. I really did. All right, my man, give me an answer here. Give me a movie or a book or a show, something that's got a family member in the title.
I'm going to go with Mommy Dearest. I can't pick up a wire hanger and not think of it.
You got it, buddy. Michael, appreciate that. Ben, where are you at on this Eagles thing, man? I mean, seeing all these players go, what is your reaction of what it means?
I just have to trust Howie. Mm-hmm. I mean, his reputation precedes him. He doesn't seem to make wrong moves.
Even though in 2023 the defense was a disaster?
It was a disaster, but he remedied that. Like,
he did.
As much as, you know, you look at certain figures in sports and you're like, I know from a player standpoint, if I were to look at Howie, I'd be like, yeah, this guy didn't even play peewee football.
Sure, sure.
You know?
That was the way John looked at him 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that was the way John looked at him 5 years
ago. Yeah, and I had GMs that I looked at like that. Like, there's no way this guy even knows how to throw a baseball. But you look at it, and I mean, this guy's almost infallible. I mean, the moves that he makes, his salary cap and how he's able to handle that, it's remarkable. And I think that's why someday he's going to end up in Canton.
So I love him, and I think he's amazing.
He's amazing.
And he might be the best in Philadelphia sports at his job. But when I hear words like infallible, Ben, that's when I got to push back. I mean, I think there's a recency bias going on right now.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's, you know.
He's had a great run, and it's been terrific. But, you know, it doesn't mean just everything is going to come up.
Yeah,
roses.
I mean, they might not have another Zach Bond for 35 years. I mean, they might have 37 more Devin Whites before they get another Zach Bond.
And the Zach Bond thing could also be, you know, we got to give some credit to those coaches and not just, you know, Vic Fangio. I'm talking about, you know, the linebackers coach, who I think is Bobby King, Christian Parker, the D-backs coach, Clint Hurd, the D-line coach. You know, you hope those guys don't get poached either, because there was... That coaching wasn't there in 2022.
No, they nailed it.
When that all fell apart.
And, of course, we all still wonder who actually hires the coaches. Is it Sirianni? Is it Howie? I mean, who knows, frankly? But we know this. Fangio coming in made a massive difference, and credit to whoever the hell got him. Huge difference.
Huge difference. But again,
you got to have players. And he still has many good players. Yeah. But they've taken some hits on defense, man. Milton Williams, Slay, Sweat. And CJ GJ, that's not nothing.
And listen, Bryce Huff was a complete failure. So, I mean, that guy's still there.
Yes, he was.
And credit to Howie for, I'm sure Vic said to him, I can't play him.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that. Howie did not say, play him.
Yeah.
I signed him, play him. Because that stuff happens a lot of times. And that's a big part of, you know, I'll say this, that's a part of how the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They didn't mess around with that nonsense. All right, coming up in 1 minute, something that Adam Schefter said about Howie Roseman. And even if you're feeling down with all the players Eagles have lost, this will pump you up a bit. It's good stuff, what Schefter said yesterday about Howie.
Wild Fork Foods has been a game changer in my house. I'm making amazing, fresh, and healthy meals that even my kids are devouring. Wild Fork's secret is all the products are blast frozen to lock in peak freshness, flavor, and quality. And my secret, on top of that, Wild Fork's Forkies. They're trained staff. They walk you through every step. All you got to do is ask. They can help you prepare your Wild Fork products to perfection. And they have over 700 items in-store and online. The selection, the prices are unmatched. With the spring holidays here, Lent, Passover, Wild Fork has you covered with over 100 fish selections from salmon, sea scallops, Chilean sea bass, extra large shrimp, and so much more. They also have kosher products like whole young chicken, oak smoked salmon, beef brisket flat cut that are OU, Triangle K, and Brooklyn kosher certified. Just save room for dessert because their chocolate lava cake and creme brulee are incredible. Visit one of their 5 Greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. We've got Ben and Rhea and Seltzer and Devin with us, and wonderful to have you with us on this Thursday morning. By the way, exactly 2 weeks to the start of the Philly season, which is on a Thursday in 2 weeks, so we look forward to that. We'll also get to some audio this segment of both Bryce Harper and Dave Dombrowski talking about the possibility of some adjustments at the plate by hitters this year. That up ahead shortly, but let's get to what Schefter said yesterday. Look, I'm, you know, a little down, obviously, as I think, you know, decent amount of people are about how many players the Eagles have lost. But Schefter does say this about Howie that should pump everybody up about the Eagles' future. Here's what Schefter said yesterday.
When they lost Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and the cornerback Isaiah Rogers to the Minnesota Vikings, they wound up getting 3 compensatory draft picks that they or will be getting in 2026. And once those are awarded, the Philadelphia Eagles are scheduled to have 20 draft picks in the next 2 years, Ty. 20 picks. Most teams in a given draft have 7. The Eagles have 20 the next 2 years, including 11 in the first 4 rounds of the next 2 years. 11 and 17 in the first 5 rounds of the next 2 years. You know what those picks do? Those picks give you a chance to bring in good young players on rookie contracts that allow you to pay the veteran superstars.
It's a really good point. I'm obviously, and it's a point.
I'm sure it's from Howie, right? I mean, Howie is having Schefter.
Yes.
Right? I mean, let's be honest, right? Howie's getting his talking points out.
Did you notice the hand behind the back?
Look at James being cynical. Yes,
I'm just being real, yeah. You know?
17
in the top 5.
In the top 5 rounds.
Yeah.
In the next 2 years.
Yeah, that just to be clear, that is if they don't sign people that negate the compensatory picks that they will get.
Yeah, like the AJ one, I don't think negated it because it's
AJ Dillon. Yeah, it's too.
It's all about money. It's about money in, money out.
17 picks in the first 5 rounds over the next 2 years.
That's impressive.
But it's also predicated on not signing anybody. I don't know what the timetable is, but like too soon.
It's the spring, whatever the like number is.
So don't expect them to sign like anyone.
Yeah, does
big.
It seem like they're jumping to sign folks? You know,
it doesn't
seem like he's messing with that formula.
So look, it is exciting to know all those picks are there. You know, make of it what you will. What's your reaction? 215-592.
What is your reaction, Joe?
Well, I'm excited about that.
You have been dreadfully fearful.
No, I'm not.
Our team is falling off.
Well, I do think they're falling off for next year. I think that's accurate. Doesn't mean they're falling out, but I think they're falling off. I mean, they lost 4 defensive starters. I mean, that's a lot. And they might lose Becton, and they might lose Goddard, and they probably will. By the way, we have a Twitter poll question of the day today that speaks to that. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting and only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question: What do you think the outcome will be for the Goddard and Becton situations related to whether they'll be on the team this upcoming year? A, both on the team. B, only Goddard. C, only Becton. D, neither. My vote as of right now would be neither. So, you know, we'll say. I mean, they're losing some parts. We also have a second poll question related to the Phils. Do you think the Phillies as a team will make an effective change to how they approach hitting? Which, by the way, I think is the single biggest issue with the Phils. For all the talk of, like, how are they going to sequence the starters and all that kind of stuff. Single biggest issue is, are they going to change at the plate? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Rick right now, calling from Easton. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. First and foremost, meeting all of you yesterday at McGurk's was such a pleasure. I just have to share this with you guys. Your passion, your commitment, your opinions, and knowledge was like poetry in motion. It's the fastest 3 hours I've ever experienced.
Thank you.
As sports fans, Philadelphia should appreciate you, and I think they do.
Thanks.
And I was just thinking, seeing Hugh and John and Ike, they were also teammates. They couldn't fathom 20 years after their careers that they would be talk show hosts. And Seltzer, seeing you sitting there next to them, you're beaming like looking at your heroes from the past, and now you have a talk show with them. It's pretty cool to experience, guys.
Yeah, we never take it for granted. It's always amazing for
Rhea
us.
Rhea and I have met, but that was the only person I didn't see yesterday, but that's okay.
I will say, Rick, I will say this, though. I've been in the presence of Brian Westbrook a number of times in my life. A little more cool to hang out with B. West and John Ritchie.
Wow. I'm just...
Boy, that's really...
Always got to get a shot at Richie in there, huh?
I'm just playing around.
John, I wasn't trying to open the door for that. And Devin, hopefully I can meet you someday. So anyway, here's my slant on all this.
Sorry, John.
And I mentioned this to Seltzer yesterday. With this O-line and these weapons, I'm going to try to look at the glass being half full instead of half empty. I think with Hurts morphing... Being a very talented game manager with Barkley, AJ, Devontae, I'm looking at this team to possibly be a 2025 version of the greatest show on turf. Look at AJ.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. AJ, to me, could be an Isaac Bruce. Why can't Devontae be a Torrey Smith? And look at Barkley. Well, you don't think Barkley can be like
no,
a Barkley?
No, well, but you got to get to the big one. What's the missing part there for that level of excellence?
Well, a quarterback, yeah. but he's got 1,750 pounds of offensive line that are multiple first-team All-Americans and multiple.
Sure. And he's an awesome quarterback, too, so that helps.
Yeah, and
look,
I'm telling
Rick,
you,
Rick, I hope your instincts are right. We'll see. I will tell you this.
You know the O-line's the most important part of a football field. The O-line.
That's certainly the way we treat it, both sides, for O-line and D-line.
And it keeps the defense on the sidelines, and maybe they can have 6-7 yard drives like Brady. That's just my opinion.
Well, Rick, let me just flip it a little around here.
Go on.
The sense I have is that to maintain the level of excellence that the team had in 2024, Jalen will need to be better in the passing game.
Absolutely.
We'll see if he is or is not, but I don't think the defense will be as good. And so the hope is that Jalen is more consistently effective passing the ball.
Can't think of any two receivers I'd rather have.
Be.
And let's not forget, Barkley is one heck of a receiver also.
Oh, well, no doubt about that.
All right, so here's my answer. I want to take both mother and father together and call them parents, and you're going to ask me which one, because I know you, the original, the Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap, sure. Yeah, no, there's two of them. I get it. And the last one was with Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan,
right?
Yeah.
Classic. You know who the original is, right? The who original... she was as a grown-up. Her name's Haley Mills, but you know who she would go on to become, the original Parent Trap girl.
Yeah, she was Miss Bliss.
She was Miss Bliss.
And Saved by the Bell.
Good pull, Joe.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wow.
So I had a student. I taught at Fairfield for one semester. And it was an unbelievable, I'll say, joke, because I was 5 years out of college, but it was a thrill to teach. And I actually thought I did a decent job. It was a sports broadcasting class, but I did my best. I had a student that told me she would party with Lindsay Lohan. And this is before a lot of stuff came out. And
okay.
And it was like...
Epic.
Where?
Not good.
Where was she partying
I don't
with
know.
Lindsay Lohan?
She was friends with someone who was close with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay, she's from that section of New York, right? Like from
I don't
I
don't
believe
know.
She's like from Long Island or something like
yeah.
that.
So did she describe the debauchery at any point?
I'm not going to get into all of it on the air. I'll just say I was like, oh boy, this is
next
not
break,
good.
Joe.
Yeah, this is.
Lindsay Lohan looks great now, though.
Well, she's gone through a lot, and she's kind of come out on the other side.
I think she's sober. Yeah, she got some work.
She did.
Looks great.
I met her at the Giants Super Bowl, the one that was in New York. Mm-hmm. She is stunning up close.
Really?
I mean, you think, oh yeah, she's really pretty. Up close, you're like, wow.
Wow. How about that? Reed, did we ever get an answer? Because this was a mystery 20-ish years ago. Okay. Why was, now I'm blanking on her name.
It remains a mystery to you.
Yeah, no, the gal from American Pie, Tara Reed.
Oh, yeah.
Why was she hanging around the Eagles games there for a couple years? What was that?
Yeah, she knows somebody there. I forget what it was. But
she was like, I wonder if she was dating someone who was an Eagle. Like, she was there, and now she's like disappeared.
Yeah,
what,
I don't.
What year was this?
It was kind of around when you were around, John. It was like 05.
I kind of remember it.
Like all of a sudden, Tara Reid was at all the Eagles games, and then
it's like Pete Davidson this year.
What? Who was she attached?
I don't know.
To
apparently not John Ritchie.
Not me. No.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ben, who's the most? Who was the celeb you met that you were most? And I'm not talking baseball players. Like you played with Tony Gwynn. Who's the celeb you met that it was really freaking cool to meet? It was a thrill for you to meet. And Schmitty doesn't count because it's another baseball. Like, take baseball off the board. Who'd you meet?
Bruce Willis.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
Down at the ballpark a few years ago.
That's pretty good,
man.
That
was pretty neat.
I would think.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Did he know who you were?
No. No. No, no, no. My kids don't even know who I am.
That's a good line.